Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
We bless your holy name for the things that you're going to do through your word, the understanding that you're going to give. And Lord, we pray that each and every person who hears you today will hear not just with their outer ear, but their inner ear, with their spiritual ear, that they will be yielded to your word, your will, and your way. And gracious God, we give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For just a moment this morning, if you'll stand to your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Luke chapter 1, I want to continue. Luke chapter 1 and verse 37 and 38 simply says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in God's presence. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject today. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt God. My brothers and sisters, it would seem that I would not have to choose a subject like this, speaking to the Christian church and reminding them about the greatness of our God, the faithfulness of our God, and the fact that he is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he speaks, he has the zeal, the power to perform. And yet, all through his word, the Bible is constantly reminding us, in one way or another, to not doubt God. One of the greatest, chiefest joys of the Lord is to be believed by his people. One of the greatest pains of the Lord is to be doubted by his people. And this question of, is there anything too hard for the Lord, was asked in the Old Testament time, and God wants us to understand and know that there is nothing too hard for him to do. If there is nothing too hard for him to do, then why do we act like it? Why do we posture and position God in a place that makes us wonder whether or not he's going to come through in a desperate situation? Listen, let me remind you, he ain't desperate. the one who's desperate, and your situation may be desperate. Listen, there is no emergency with God, not when he saw everything from the beginning. Not when he knew everything before everything ever was to know. So you can't surprise him with anything that happens when he's already known it was going to happen before time itself happened. So when we begin to recognize it, my brothers and sisters, one of the chief joys of the Lord is to be believed by his people. You put the devil to shame when you say, God said it. That settles it. I don't have to question this. I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to wonder about this. If God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. But the truth of the matter is if God said it, that settles it whether I believe it or not. Now that's the reality of that. But this story is God sending Gabriel, the archangel, down to deliver two messages. The one was to Zechariah and Elizabeth, who were old and barren, could not have a child, and God wanted to bless them with this miraculous birth. And God told Gabriel the name of their son, and his name was John. It was an untraditional Jewish name, but that was the instruction that Gabriel had. Zechariah had issues with believing that because he was old, his wife was old, plus she was barren from the beginning. And so because he did not believe Gabriel, for 9 months, his tongue was locked up so that he couldn't speak until after he confirmed the name of his son John after his birth. And now you will see 6 months later, before Elizabeth actually gives birth, Gabriel has come to Mary, and he's telling Mary, hail, hail. That's a formal acknowledgement of someone special or something special. Thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Now, one of the things that I want to tell you about this, because I'm talking about don't doubt God. Let me tell you three things that Luke helps us to understand right here about Mary. First of all, the Bible says that she was highly favored. Highly favored. Now, that means favored highly with grace. The word favor is actually the word grace. And so when you recognize that grace is an unmerited reality that God bestows upon one because of himself, and his desire to be a blessing, it's not because they deserve the blessing or they warrant the blessing. He just felt like blessing. So what you got to understand is he observed, and I'll show you this in scripture later, Mary among all the women of the earth, and he observed that he would give her the greatest amount of grace to be able to do what no other woman would be able to say can and would be done. Mary is the only woman, oh no, not the only woman who's given birth, but the only woman who's given birth to the Son of God. Hear me well now. And so he highly graced her, a low peasant girl. It was important to understand her nature was one that pleased God. All of the things that she was, her character, her faithfulness, everything that she was pleased God. And so he chose her. She didn't pick him. Matter of fact, she didn't even know what he was looking at her for. He chose her because of what was on the inside of her. And so she was highly favored, favored of grace. But not only that, the Bible says, the Lord is with thee. Which means she had fellowship with God. Fellowship with God. Now, why is this important? Because one of the ways that God shows us who he is and reveals to us who we are and what our destiny is to have fellowship with us. You see, one of the reasons why the enemy does not want us to fellowship with God is because in his presence, he reveals wonderful things about us, about him, about our future, about his purpose for our lives, etc., etc. When we fellowship together, we become closer, more intimate. We commune. We share some of the deeper things of the heart. And the enemy does not want us to become close like that. But she had fellowship with God. And listen, it pleased God. Can I tell you, fellowship with God don't mean just coming to church on Sunday morning. See, the truth of the matter of it is, if you're really going to have fellowship with him, that has to happen during the week more than on Sunday morning. You've got more time during the week to spend with God in your own private time, your own devotional time, in your own personal time. When you make time for God to spend with God, you show God that you want him in your life. And so she had fellowship with God. But not only did she have fellowship with God, but you're going to know that she had featured glory. Listen, blessed art thou among women. Now, Sarah and Abraham were old. She was barren, just like Elizabeth and Zechariah. And God showed that what he did once, he could do it again. But with Mary, he sends Gabriel down to tell Mary that she is chosen above every other woman to be the mother of the Son of God. Man, what a distinction, what a glory placed upon her humble life for God to pick her. She didn't come from a rich family, a well-to-do family. She was not a debutante presented to society. She didn't mix with the muck the mucks, as the old folk like to say. She was a simple girl, a peasant girl who caught God's heart and his eye. And God said, what a delight. And he gave a glory to Mary that no other woman would ever have the distinction of being. Listen, now, this is important because what I need us to understand is, verse 29 says, when she hears this, she's troubled at his saying, the angel saying. And in this troubling salutation, she's trying to figure it all out, trying to make sense out of it. But verse 30 says that the angel says, fear not. Listen, why does he want her not to fear? What does your Bible say? For what? For thou hast found favor with God. Now listen to this. This is so important. It's important because the angel wanted her to know God was looking at her and not her at God. Listen to this. The word found revealed here means that God discovered, God detected, God recognized her character. Found. God was looking for the best that he could find, and he found it in her. The grace that was bestowed upon her to bear his son came because of the character of her. See, you need to stop judging yourself by the world's standard and start recognizing God sees you for who you are, what your heart says, what's on the inside of you. Stop trying to be somebody else and be yourself, because God sees the best of you and the worst of you. God knows you better than anybody else. Stop trying to pretend like you are being what the world wants when God made you different. He made you individually. He made you unique. He made you peculiar. You are who you are because God took out time to make you like nobody else. And so she is bewildered at this salutation. And the angel tells her, fear not. Now, let me ask you a question. Why didn't he get upset with her like he did Zechariah? He got upset with Zechariah because Zechariah questioned whether this thing could be. Wherefore art thou, or will this be? How can this be? In other words, Zechariah was saying, she's asking the same thing. How can this be when I've not even known a man? This is what she winds up telling him. But because he wants her to understand this, let me share with you what Luke reveals when he tells her that God has found favor in her. Now, before she asks that question, there are six things found in the 31st through the 33rd verse that I want you to see. He says, thou shalt conceive in thy womb a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. First problem, how am I going to do that by myself? Not you all shall conceive, and not he, because in Jewish history, we just saw that with Zechariah. The man is the man who, the one who gives the legal name to the child. So the angel already told her she was going to conceive a son in her womb, and she would name him Jesus. His name is Jesus. That's a finished thing. Joseph didn't have nothing to do with that. Then he goes on to say in the 32nd verse that he is going to be great, and he's going to be the son of the highest, and that God's going to let him sit on his father David's throne. Going to the 33rd verse, and it goes on to say, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob, which means the 12 tribes of Israel, and of his kingdom shall there not be an end. Now, six things Luke reveals here that the angel told her, and Mary's question was, how shall this be when I've never even known a man? And Gabriel didn't get mad with her. Here's why. Because he knew, unlike Zechariah, that she wasn't doubting nor disbelieving. She was fact-finding. She was questioning for information and investigation. You see, Zechariah had an example, Sarah and Abraham. But Mary didn't have an example. She was the first one that this would be, the matter of fact, and the only one this would be done in. So this had never happened before. So she's trying to figure out, how is this going to work? Then he tells her that God would overshadow her, come over her, and place this holy thing in her. In other words, it will not be anything that had to do with man. This is all God's doing. It's supernatural. It's supernatural. And look at what he goes on to say. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Let me put my car in park and turn my engine off right here, because I need somebody to help me help you today understand, when you look at situations that appear to be impossible, the only way they can appear to be impossible is if God isn't in it. Because the word says, for with God, all things are possible. And my brothers and sisters, what you got to get the mindset of is understanding, if this thing is going to be done, it's going to be done with the Lord and me. Because God can do anything but fail. All the impossibilities that this world has experienced, when you go through the pages of Holy Writ, you're going to see God has done what man cannot do. And yet he said, listen, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. You know why I got excited there? Well, I'm going to tell you, because you obviously don't know. I got excited there, for the scripture says, Gabriel said, the one who stood in or stands in the presence of God, who was sent from God directly to tell Zechariah and Mary the good news that he had. He is also sharing with us here, for with God, nothing. What? Nothing. What's the next word? Nothing shall be impossible. Well, what that says to me is the best is yet to come. And right now it might seem impossible, but I got news for you. If God is in the plan, if God is in the process, if God is in the move, if God is on my side, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing, 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 no thing with God. See, I've seen some impossible things in the word of God, but what the word is saying is it ain't through yet, and he ain't through working yet. Matter of fact, he said, greater works than these shall ye do. Y'all around here worrying about this little stuff. God got some great stuff. Somebody ought to be encouraged, because he gonna do some new thing that you ain't never seen before. He's gonna work some new miracles you haven't seen before. Oh, he can do it because he's already done it. You've just got to make sure he's with you. And nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, focus in now. The handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according. To thy word. Mary wasn't doubting, disbelieving, backing up, getting scared. Mary said, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. That's how it's going to happen? Bring it on. I'm excited about it. Listen, she says, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Reconfirming she is the Lord's servant. And if that's what he wants to do, here am I. Use me. And that's the kind of spirit we've got to have. God, you need to do an impossible thing. I know some folk are scared, but here I am, use me. I know, you know, some don't want their reputations messed up, because sometimes God has to do some messed up stuff to bring some good stuff out of it. But some of us, you know, we're too scared for God to use us. We want the glory, but we don't want to go through the gloom. And what we miss is, even in the dictionary, gloom comes before glory. Y'all catch that on your way home. You got to go through some gloom sometime before you get your glory. But here's what I want to tell you, and I'm going back to my seat. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt. Touch two or three people and tell them, if you got good sense, don't doubt God. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt God. It's no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. Yay! Yay! He'll do the same for you. Give the Lord a hand of praise. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, make no mistake about it. God loves you. God sees you. He knows what you're going through. He sees your character. He's detected your worthiness. You don't have to go around bragging and broadcasting about who you are. Just live for Jesus. Just live for Jesus. And he'll elevate you. He'll bring you out of obscurity and make it obvious that you're his servant. Just trust him. Trust him. Some of you are going through some things even now. The devil wants you to doubt God, but the devil is a liar and a deceiver too. God is going to do what he promised. He said he's going to do. Listen, listen, don't you get worried. Don't you get fretful. Don't you get fearful. Don't worry about no deadlines. Don't worry about no this and no that. Trust God. Trust God. Don't you lose no sleep. Don't you shed no tears. Trust God. Watch God's faithfulness in your life. In your life. This is our last appeal. If there's one who come and say, Lord, I trust you today.
For my way, you're the... Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806.